Today on Locked On Rockies, clutch hitting, good pitching, mostly, and probably a darn good series win. By probably, I mean absolutely.
You are Locked On Rockies, your daily Colorado Rockies podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Rock on Rockies fans, welcome into the Locked On Rockies podcast for today, the 12th day of August in the year 2022. I'm Paul Holden, your host and Rockies fan extraordinaire, bringing you your daily Colorado Rockies podcast, as I've been doing for about two seasons now. In addition to following this team my entire life, we bring you what you need to know about the Colorado Rockies each and every day right here on the Locked On Podcast Network, where you can find your team every single day. And yes, that includes your beloved Colorado Rockies. And today on the pod, we are going to talk about a really good series win, honestly. That was a good series win, and you kind of got on my, when I was doing my little cold open there, I kind of go back and forth, because it was a good series win. Still some stuff to keep in mind, still some stuff to consider, still some stuff that we need to talk about on terms of the concern, but we'll talk about that here in just a little bit. But before we do that, today's episode is brought to you by Bet Online. Bet Online has you covered this season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before. Bet Online, where the game starts. And the Rockies, that's a good series. That's a good series win, honestly, when the Rockies are able to come out. And this is, and it's something that people want to say, and people, and someone said this on Twitter too. I think it was on a podcast. I think the, I can't remember which one it was. But basically, their idea was, I think Manny on MLB retweeted it or was part of it, I can't remember. Basically, the idea was Coors Field should be a place that you come into to get your teeth kicked in by the Rockies. The mentality of the Colorado Rockies shouldn't be anything about a fear of Coors Field or anything. A series like that, when a good team riding a seven-game win streak comes into Coors Field, you know what should happen? Game one. That's what should happen. 12 runs in three innings. When you come to Coors Field as an opposing player, you need to be treated in a way, on the baseball field and not as a human being. But when you come to Coors Field, it needs to be hard. When I hear about every single time, when I hear about people coming to Denver and they have to play ball and they're going to say the altitude, they're going to say the travel, they're going to say the heat, they're going to say this, they're going to say that, good. Good. The Rockies need to embrace that. They need to go in, and someone, I don't know, they need to, someone also said this, they need to weaponize Coors Field. Coors Field should be one of the biggest strengths of the Colorado Rockies, as it always has been. To sit here and say that Coors Field hasn't been a place where the Rockies have been successful isn't always true, but it needs to be consistently that way. The Rockies this year haven't been as great at home as they have in the past. Last year, the big thing that saved the Rockies from big-time danger was how good they were at home. And they are still, it's still very clear this year. The Rockies are 32-28 at home this year versus 18-36 on the road, of course. But taking a look at last year, the home record for the Rockies is 48-33 with 26-54 away from Coors Field. With you can see it. But when good teams come in and then you have pitchers that can dominate, Coors Field needs to always be a tough place for good for teams of any caliber to come into. The Rockies need to do that. The Rockies took a good club and they scored a ton against them. I mean, that is some good generation of offense for the Rockies, and it came from just about everybody in the lineup. The Rockies go on to, in this entire series, they score almost 30 runs. Rockies, I mean, the big explosion in the first one, they do come back. They played five, even though the game on Wednesday, the Cardinals had the Rockies' number. But the Rockies, to come back and go for another big, massive inning, that is the secret sauce of victory and success at Coors Field. The big inning has to be for the Rockies. Whatever it is, whatever the thought process is, whatever analytics are actually being done, the Rockies need to continue to dive into Coors Field and build around that. Coors Field needs to be a bigger threat and a bigger monster for some of these people to deal with when they come into town than already is. I want Coors Field to continue to be a bane of the existence of some other players. I want it to be somewhere where teams dread to come play because of the way the Rockies are able to be successful and play teams at home. Everyone, you're listening to this and you're like, well, they already do that. That's part of the problem. That's the whole point. No, I want it more. I want more. I want the Rockies to do. And I said this in the offseason, part of the Rockies' identity is Coors Field, and they need to continue to dive into what works. They need to really, really dive into what works at Coors Field and continue to build their team around that. And I think that's the idea and the philosophy of what they think about. Do they actually necessarily always go through with that? I'm not sure, especially when you look at some of the pitching philosophies that the Rockies have taken. Speaking of pitchers, got to give a shout out to Germán Márquez. That's another good start for Germán. He has now really pitched well in a few of his starts. Not as dominant as he could have been, but for Germán to go out for another six innings, only give up two runs, and it's the six strikeouts, Germán Márquez has really made some nice, good starts. Nothing great. We haven't seen him dominate like we did last year when he was coming, when he was arguably having his best season that we've seen. But now for Germán, in his last five starts, including the one last night, the only game where he has given up more than two runs was that loss to the Dodgers there at the end of July. But in the last five starts for Germán Márquez, he has struck out, let's see, he's gotten a six strikeout game against St. Louis, three against the Diamondbacks, four against the Dodgers, six against the White Sox, and four against Pittsburgh. Germán Márquez has really shown a little, getting back to his close, to what we know Germán Márquez can do. He was backed up by a big late push from the Rockies in that game, obviously, but it is we've seen better from Germán, which has been pretty darn good, and he's been really good against the Cardinals. I believe he's now like 3-1 against the Cardinals all time with like a sub 3 ERA. That's another good thing to feel good about this series for the Rockies, is Germán Márquez coming up and throwing another one. Coming off of what happened on Saturday and not Saturday. Why do I keep thinking it's the weekend? I don't know why. I felt like this whole week has just been a giant weekend series games. I don't know. But anyway, Germán Márquez coming up big is awesome. And, he wasn't the only one coming up big. I want to talk a little bit more about the Rockies offense and some play, especially about that sixth inning and just the way the Rockies, it was finally what the Rockies needed. I mean, they haven't trounced a team in a long time. They haven't gotten in there, and especially to do it up against the Cardinals in a big time situation there. It's also a pitcher we need to talk about I don't know. It's another bullpen arm that the Rockies really need to reevaluate and look at here going forward. But before we do that, got to tell you about some of the people that help make this show possible. And that includes Pure Health Research Liver Health Formula here. Did you know the key to sustainable weight loss is through your liver? The liver is the body's metabolic furnace, but thanks to modern diets rich in unhealthy processed foods and constant toxins exposed to constant exposure to thousands of man-made and environmental toxins, most of us have overworked livers, but now it's easy to rejuvenate your liver health and reignite your metabolism thanks to Liver Health Formula by Pure Health Research. Liver Health Formula contains 8 liver-boosting supernutrients like turmeric, beet, and artichoke extract, all of which work together to wake up a sluggish liver and turn it into a toxin-flushing and fat-burning machine. No more bloated belly, no more uncomfortable digestion, no more feeling tired and low on energy all the time. As a listener of our show, you can try Liver Health Formula risk-free today and get a free bottle of CurbFit with your order. CurbFit is a safe and all-natural appetite suppressant, making it easy to say no to naughty foods. Go to getliverhealth.com/MLB. That's getliverhealth.com/MLB to try Liver Health Formula completely risk-free and claim your free bottle of CurbFit with your order. Go to getliverhealth.com/MLB to get started. Man, this Rockies offense was clicking, folks, and highlighted by two players that are really, really contributing super well for the Rockies. Ryan McMahon and Brendan Rodgers have both been a really big force of late for these two. It's something great when those two players are locked in. That is why the Rockies wanted to buy in more on Ryan McMahon for that pairing with Brendan Rodgers for a series exactly like this. For those two to bring the thump and for those two to really dominate on the offensive side. I don't think McMahon was as much on the offensive side, but we're seeing more examples of how good Brendan Rodgers is. It's, man, he just has been just locked in, hyper-focused. I don't know what it was. Whatever that, the moment that it flipped for Brendan Rodgers, it flipped all the way in the opposite direction. He has been absolutely dominant for the Colorado Rockies, and something to continue, something to really hang on to and be excited about as we go through the real dog days here and the stretch of the season, where we're kind of looking for reasons, we're searching for things to hold on to and to focus on and to look into. But man, I just can't get enough of Brendan Rodgers here. Brendan Rodgers in the big game there, the first one there, Brendan Rodgers goes 4-for-5 with the RBI, gets 3 runs, and the walk for the Rockies going into even the game here on Wednesday for Rodgers. Let's check him out here. Another game, another 3-hit game for Brendan Rodgers and an RBI in the loss to the Cardinals. And then in the finale with the Cardinals yesterday, what does Rodgers do? It is yet another day with a big hit. He didn't get the multi-hits. He didn't get the multi, but he got the one big hit and that really just hammered the point home and was exactly what the Rockies needed, especially when the bullpen was struggling. The Rockies being out hit in that game, but scoring more runs, that's a good sign for them. But Rodgers had the clutch gene come up huge. He really has, when the Rockies have looked for clutch hitting of late, it has come off of Brendan Rodgers, who I think has got to be at this point, the Rockies MVP, I would say. I think it's easy to say that the MVP for this season is going to be Brendan Rodgers. Some people might say CJ Krohn's. I mean, he was the All-Star selection. He was this. I don't think there's been a better Rockies player than Brendan Rodgers since he snapped his cold streak in the beginning. Since like mid-May, end of late May, I don't think there's really been anyone as good as Brendan Rodgers for the Colorado Rockies. I think that's a pretty easy thing to say here. And let's dive in here a little bit to the Denver Post and the recap here from Patrick Saunders over at the Post. Here's what Rodgers had to say after the game here. That felt really good. To hit a big homer against a really good team and win the series, said Rodgers, who hit his 11th homer of the season and is slashing .395, .427, .519 in 20 games since the All-Star break. I mean, that's a stretch, folks. That's 20 games that Brendan Rodgers has played, and he's batted nearly .400. That is nuts. That is crazy. And it led to the Rockies, messing things up in the NL Central and going into, they're going to have to, these are big wins. This was a series win against a team that is trying to win every possible thing. This is a team that came in to Coors Field on a 7-game win streak. This is a team that's headlined by a player that's had great success here, but on the back of Brendan Rodgers and the Rockies offense, they are able to get the job done. Hold on. Nolan Arenado strikes out looking when the game is with it, had it all. Oh man, that the end of that game yesterday had big sigh written all over it. The bullpen imploding and leading into Nolan Arenado coming up with a potential game tying. Was it game tying or put them in the lead. I think it was put them in the lead. I think if Nolan would have gone Yard in that situation, I think the Cardinals would have been up to like 9. It would have been like 9-8, something like that. But it might have also been a tie game. But the storyline was there. The door is shut. But it is time for the Rockies to. Alex Colomé is done. It's even Bud Black is calling about fatigue. Back to the Denver Post here and Patrick Saunders. He's had a rough last 10 or 11 games, so we might have to reposition him in the bullpen moving forward, says Bud Black. Let's see. The Cardinals scored 3 runs in the 8th off slumping setup man Alex Colomé. Nolan Gorman drew a leadoff walk, and MVP candidate Paul Goldschmidt made Colomé pay by mashing a 2-run homer to left. Former Rockies third baseman Nolan Arenado followed with a solo homer. Right. Nolan had already done damage there. They'd done enough to get him into a situation in the top of the 9th where he could have done more damage to the Rockies, and it has just been bad. Over his last 9 appearances, Colomé has had an ERA of 14.84. Manager Bud Black said that fatigue could potentially be a factor and indicated Colomé will no longer be the 8th inning pitcher. That's inexcusable in terms of performance. If it is fatigue, if it is whatever, that's something that you have. Again, we were talking Coors Field. This fatigue thing, this fatigue for new players, this fatigue at this state of the season, this fatigue in the middle, this fatigue in the beginning for Rockies players, it just needs to be worked on. We can't be having a bullpen arm not be in mid-season, full steam ahead energy and mindset in August. I mean, I guess it is the drain. I don't know, the drain of the season, but Colomé, with that ERA, you can't be having that ERA. You can't be doing what Colomé did against good teams in Coors Field. We saw the potential that could have happened there. I mean, the Cardinals could easily come back. I mean, they were close. The Cardinals had all the momentum at the end of the game. It was full steam ahead for them. They were in a groove. They were looking to come back, and they were looking to steal that series after the Rockies did exactly that. It's kind of interesting how much the Cardinals and the Rockies ended up mimicking each other in this series, where the Rockies come out swinging, dominating the first game, and then the Cardinals come out and do this exact same thing in the first inning to Kyle Freeland in the Wednesday game. Better, more opportunities, giving your team, your opponents extra opportunities in games just simply cannot happen. And Colomé, that's 11 starts, and it's been that bad. Not starts, I know, appearances. That's big for him. That's 10 to 11 games for Colomé that he has made an appearance. We just simply cannot be relying on that. I mean, at this point, we have to be more confident in Carlos Estevez, who came in after that and put down the Rockies rally the Cardinals rally, as Patrick Saunders would say. I mean, it was just it was scary, but it was scary. But anyway, a little bit more from Brendan Rodgers here. It was pretty simple with runners in scoring position. Cabrera favors his off-speed stuff, said Rodgers, who blasted the first pitch he saw from Cabrera. He's got a pretty good curveball and a good change, and he throws high 90s too. So I pretty much eliminated the heater there in the first pitch. So I was either looking for a curveball up or a changeup over the plate. Changeup kind of cut on him, and I put a good swing on it. Since a miserable April when he hit .078, Rodgers has been Colorado's best overall hitter, batting .318 with 11 homers, 23 doubles, 2 triples, and 55 RBIs. Brendan Rodgers is the Colorado Rockies MVP. And at this point, it might not even be close. Let's talk about the feel-good story for the Rockies. So, this is something cool, folks. And this is something more teams, I think, should do. And the Rockies are giving someone who has played in the minor leagues for 10 years an opportunity at the big leagues. Unfortunately, we haven't talked about Jonathan Daza. Does go down with that injury that's leading to this big moment for this player. We'll keep watching on Daza. They had to put his shoulder back into place after he made a tremendous play to Rob Nolan there in the first to prevent some big damage early in the game. That was a key play there from Jonathan Daza, but unfortunately it comes at the price of Daza leaving that game. We'll talk about that in a second. But before we do that, let me tell you about our friends at BlueNile.com. Whether you're ready to pop the question or you're celebrating a milestone moment, find jewelry as unique as your favorite person with the modern convenience of online shopping at BlueNile.com. Create the engagement ring of their dreams with the simple online tools. You can choose the diamond shape, the size, the clarity. You got full control over this ring creation that you can make, and so you can make it completely and unique. And guess what? Each ring is one of a kind. If you're looking for jewelry but you have no idea where to start, well, guess what? You, me, we're in the same boat. Blue Nile has jewelry experts on hand 24/7 on the phone or the web chat to help you find a memorable gift at every budget. Make your moment sparkle with jewelry from BlueNile.com, and going on now is the Blue Nile Anniversary Sale. Save up to 40% on classic fine jewelry pieces and 25% on engagement ring settings. Plus, every order is insured, ships free, and arrives in discreet packaging that won't give away what's inside. Shop stress-free and find your forever piece. Go to BlueNile.com today. Also, today we are brought to you by BetOnline. BetOnline.net. That's BetOnline.net. It is the fastest and easiest way to check in on all your betting needs. Find all your favorite sports and events at the number one online source for odds, lines, and games. Find reviews and news of every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports. Folks, that's right, football, right around the corner. You can get back into the NFL betting action, even esports and golf, at BetOnline.net. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports wagering information, from live in-game betting scores and podcasts. They have you covered. Head to BetOnline today, that's right now, and you can use your mobile device or your computer to find more about the action happening today at BetOnline.net. That's BetOnline, where the game starts. Now, this is something I wish more teams would do. If they've had players that have been in the system for a long time, there's players that have been dedicated to the minor league game because there's players that haven't ever, that don't come up. I think that the Rockies doing this is very, very cool. How much are we going to see Wynton Bernard? I don't know, but it doesn't matter. Wynton Bernard has been someone who has played 10 seasons. That's 10 seasons, a decade of minor league ball, and is yet to make his major league debut. Now with the Rockies, he's finally getting an opportunity to go out and see what it's like to be a major league ball player. He is a major league ball. I mean, he's playing AAA. He was just the player of the week for the Isotopes, or the player of the month, I think, for the Isotopes in the PCL. Yeah. He is the reigning player of the month. He's been a fan favorite down there for the Isotopes, and it's going to be really, really awesome to see him come up and make his debut. This is something we need more of. This is something teams should do. I think minor league players that dedicate their lives like this should be called up and brought up in situations like this. I know when rosters shrunk at this point of the season, it made it harder for players like Bernard to come up and get their shot. But you know what? This is a cool story here. Like I said, it's unfortunate that it comes after Daza separates his left shoulder. Still waiting for that timetable. But I mean, this is a guy that deserves to be up here, folks. Listen to this line. He's playing the baseball of his life right now. He's slashing 325, 374, 588 with 17 home runs and 74 RBIs. This guy deserves a call-up. This guy deserves a shot. This is very, very cool. And it makes me very happy. I mean, this is how you respect players that have been in the system. This is how you honor the commitment of minor league baseball players and what they do. I mean, this is 10 years to commit to minor league baseball, and you haven't gotten to go up. You haven't gotten the shot yet. You haven't been able to make your major league debut. That's dedication. It's clear that Bernard loves the game of baseball, and this is an opportunity that he deserves. This is 10 years of minor league service. If there are more cases like this, which I'm sure there are across baseball and teams that aren't in competitive windows or playing, players like Wynton Bernard should be getting called up and be getting opportunities. I really do think that this is something cool. It's unfortunate that it has to come usually because of injuries and things of that nature. But, you know, hey, for Bernard, he stuck with it no matter what. Now, all of the stuff that he's, every single time for 10 years, he's had to go and say, one day I'll make it to the big leagues. Now he gets to say, I made it. I was called up and I played Major League Baseball for the Colorado Rockies. I put 10 years of my life into it. I made it to the biggest stage possible where few people make it. Does not matter how Wynton Bernard performs. Obviously, we want him to do cool things. We want it to be a big, fun event. But for him, 10 years, paid off, and I'm glad. I'm really, really glad that the Rockies are calling up someone who's playing the ball of their life to have an opportunity to get out there and play some baseball for the Rockies. That's a cool story. Like I said, happy Fridays for us here at the Locked On Rockies podcast and for the Colorado Rockies. It's been very frustrating for a bit, but we will take a series win against a good team, and we will take a feel-good minor league baseball story and a feel-good story there as well. As the Rockies have reached 50 wins, they can get out of the basement of the NL West as they take on the Diamondbacks here for a weekend set. Now, that's going to do it for us here today, folks, on the Locked On Rockies podcast. Thank you all so much for joining us. And now that you made Locked On Rockies your first listen of the day, go check out Locked On MLB and stay up to date with all things Major League Baseball and the world of professional sports. Make sure that you subscribe to us on YouTube. Follow us on Twitter at LO Rockies and me, myself, at Paul Holden 33. You can also make sure you're staying up to date with all things Colorado sports with the Locked On Nuggets, Locked On Broncos, and Locked On Avalanche podcasts. And folks, until next time, I'm Paul Holden saying so long from the Locked On Rockies podcast.